News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the really observant, you've noticed the crepe myrtles are gone in the medians along Texas Avenue and College Station between University and George Bush, but they are coming back. Thanks to Marshall Wallace at the City of College Station for the upcoming explanation. Marshall works in the city's streets, drainage, and landscaping areas. The crepe myrtles had to go because they're actually rebuilding the structures around the islands that hold the crepe myrtles.
What the problem is those walls have been here for probably 15 years or more, and they've been hit so many times over the, over these years. We're having a hard time finding replacement blocks for them, as well as the walls are just, they've been falling in, and we're having a hard time keeping them up. So basically what we're doing is we've gone in and removed all the old ones. We're doing some foundation work underneath, and then we're going to go back and replace all the walls with the walls like from Harvey South, the newer style wall, the newer blocks, and that situation.
So this has nothing to do with the plants. It has to do with the structure that surrounds the plants in.
Yes, sir.
And this process, I guess, began, what, last week sometime then?
Well, we actually started probably a month ago. We had taken our first one of the first ones down so we could look at what was underneath it and to determine what the foundation part of it needed to be redone before we started the process of the new walls. We've got all that back from our engineers, and then we went in last week and took the rest of the walls out so our concrete crews could go in and do some foundation work.
So this is taking place in between University and Harvey then, essentially, or University and Bush?
Georgia Bush.
Okay. And weather permitting, as long as it doesn't rain then, any sort of projected timeline to finish this up?
We're in the process of ordering all the blocks. We're figuring maybe 2 weeks or so, maybe three at the most on the foundation part of it. But we're hoping to be in the progress of putting them back, you know, before football. That's maybe a stretch right now. But our plan is to try to have them back in before the end of the year. Hopefully, during football season, we'll have most of them back up.
Were you able to save the trees then, or will you have to plant new?
We're going to plant new. We're going to plant them more or less just like what was on the other, like I said, from Harvey back south. Most of those crepe myrtles, the root systems were already out of the ground, and there was a taproot that was keeping them alive. We tried to transplant several of them, and they didn't make it. So we're just going to go back with all new plants in the new boxes.
I'm guessing this is probably not the most opportune time of the year to do that kind of plant removal and thinking that you're going to be able to transplant them all right.
That's exactly right. You know, we had talked to a couple of arborists, and they had told us what to do. You know, they said the survival rate was probably very, very slim, but if we would put them in a hole that was a little bit bigger, put some good soil around them, and then just water them continuously for a couple of weeks. And we did that, and like I said, we lost the ones that we had transplanted, so we're just going to try to go back with new all new stuff in these new boxes, or these new planter areas.
Did your arborist recommend a time to plant them where they would have their best chance of survival?
We probably won't plant until after probably the end of October, 1st of November is probably when we'll start planting.
And again,
we'll have the boxes in, but the plants won't be there for a little while longer.
And again, it's probably because this fall is going to be the best chance for those plants to be able to thrive then.
Yes, sir.
Anything else that I've missed?
Biggest thing is they've been damaged so many times, and they didn't match anything else. So we're just trying to make everything uniform up and down Texas Avenue. So you know, when people come to visit, everything kind of looks nice and continuously, you know, matches and all that kind of stuff.
So it'll look as close as you can to what it's like south of Harvey then?
Uh-huh.
Thanks again to Marshall Wallace with the City of College Station for the explanation of why you don't see the crepe myrtles anymore along Texas between University and George Bush. Again, it has to do with the concrete structures that were surrounding those crepe myrtles, and those structures being replaced, and the new trees will be replanted later on this fall. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.